with that being said, you think it's fair to say that after you use the Yanni Pearl, you can deceivingly lower your body count? Like, let men know that certain men don't count no more?
Yeah, it's like an annulment. Like a pussy annulment. Or a partner annulment. It didn't count.
Funky, the people want to hear from you.
Love thing. We got the love thing. Deep intense attraction.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Intense satisfaction.
Hey.
Love thing. Yay. Y'all, what's up? What's up? We talk pH balances and all that good stuff that deals with our little kitty cats downstairs. how to take care of it. That's the old school. Kitty cat. The old man be calling it cat. You ever have an old man call it cat?
You call it cat all the time.
Yeah. I am old school.
Because you old man.
How to take care of your kitty cat, what to do with it, what not to do with it, and the purpose of your little coochie. All of that and et cetera. Now, we are in a time, y'all. We are in a time where the world is constantly evolving. Technology, entertainment, religion, mm-hmm. gender, shit, slang. I'm up here learning what a simp is and all the rest of this shit. We constantly changing and moving forward. And now I'm finding out that our vajayjays have a different name that people used to call it. So with that being said, Dyson, today's episode is called What the Fuck is a Yoni?
It's Yoni, and yes.
Whatever.
What an amazing episode is going to be.
Yoni. I say Yoni. What the fuck is a Yoni? That's crazy. Have you ever heard of Yoni, people? Have you ever heard of it? Because I just learned that a Yoni is another word for the womb or the vajayjay or the vagina or the coochie hole. It's a Yoni. It's been adapted from the Hindu culture and is the symbol of the goddess Shakti.
You ain't even saying her name right. I hope she come strike you down.
It's Shakti. I do my Shakti.
You did okay.
You know what I'm saying? The feminine generative power, and as a goddess, the consort of Shiva. Now, I don't know what none of that shit mean. I ain't gonna lie. But here we are. Basically, a Yoni is yo coochie, if we want to sum it up into one word. A Yoni is a rebranded pussy.
What about twat?
Twat.
I like twat.
A healthy sex life starts with a healthy lady part, everybody. And ancient coochie practices have been making a comeback.
Yes, they have.
So this show is about the ladies today. But men, y'all need to listen to this. Y'all need to tune in. Because how you think you a coochie expert and you don't know what they do when you not up in it?
Yes. That's a great question.
Absolutely, fellas. Y'all need to get with this episode and learn about it. With that being said, what's up, everybody? I am Punky Johnson.
And I'm Dicey.
And you're tuning in to Love Thang, where me and my bestie, we keep it real and raw about all things love, sex, and relationships. That mean no holding and no sugarcoating.
That's right. From one night stands to situationships, we've got tales from the bedroom to share. And we got advice to give because we've been through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? We're here to help you navigate through your shit.
And we need help navigating through our shit.
Yes, we
real.
Do. Yes.
So sit back, relax, and get ready for the love thing. Now, we all know the purpose of a yoni. Open parentheses, coochie, close parentheses. The purpose is sexual intercourse, bearing children, mm-hmm. securing the bag.
Yes.
And my favorite, taking niggas' souls. Taking niggas' souls.
Like the poor unfortunate souls that Ursula took.
Yeah.
They be looking like, after you finish. Oh, well, not you, but after I finish.
Yeah.
They be like,
all shriveled up. All shriveled up. Your yonis are powers, ladies. They are powers. And me and Dicey, we want you to know the power of your yoni. So you got to take care of them. Now, let's talk about the different types of yoni practices, right? They got these. Now, I'm just learning all this stuff.
Right.
They got yoni steams.
Mm-hmm.
They got yoni pearls. Mm-hmm. Like, who even knew that this shit even existed? I'm going to tell everybody right now, Dicey Stupid Ass made me go get a yoni practice. I'm not going to tell y'all which one it is.
I've been trying to get you to do it for years.
Yes, you have. It's either the steam or the pearl. She made mm-hmm. me go do it. And later in the show, we'll reveal yeah. which one I did, the pearl or the steam.
You know, you've done a lot of things with your cooch for the first time with me.
Oh, God.
You got waxed for the first time.
Yeah,
remember
that? It was horrible.
And you kicked the picture off the wall and you screamed.
I did.
And everybody in the whole place heard how loud you were.
Yeah. And now I got like 16 ingrown hairs.
Oh, because of that?
I'm not ever in my life getting waxed again. Now, I love being waxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts longer. It's a smoother cooch. But as far as the ingrown hairs, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, okay. So you're subject to ingrown hairs.
I guess so. I just learned that.
Okay.
I don't like that. Anyway, a yoni steam, everybody. Now, we're talking about the different practices now.
Mm-hmm.
A yoni steam is it's a steam pot full of all these different types of herbs and basically hot water that they boil
mm-hmm.
in a pot. And you basically sit on this seat that's shaped like a toilet, and it has a hole in the middle of it, and the pot sits under there on like this take-home stove.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these herbs and steams, they come up and they rise into your coochie, and you're supposed to sit on it from 10 minutes to 30 minutes depending on your body's constitution and your menstrual cycle history.
Right.
Everybody, so I'm gonna tell y'all what the purpose is of the steam. So the purpose of the steam is to remove the toxins out of your body,
mm-hmm.
to regulate your menstrual cycle, reduce your pain and your cramps, treat yeast infections and BV. It can heal and tone your reproductive system after childbirth, everybody. It promotes healing of damaged vaginal tissues and also treats hemorrhoids. How about that, Dicey? Hemorrhoids, that's the ass.
I know, I got hemorrhoids.
Well, you need to get your ass on that steam.
Yeah, I have one at home. I have a yoni steamer at my house. I was telling you about that.
Oh,
I bought it during the pandemic.
Why do you have a yoni steamer?
Because
at the house?
I just feel like, because I have fibroids, you know, I have other issues. And during the pandemic, I had time to really try to figure out some holistic
mm-hmm.
Approaches to just, I've always had a lot of female issues.
Why?
And so, because I don't know why. Like, that's just my ailment. You know
Yo,
what I mean?
Dicey is mad weird, y'all. Dicey. You mind if I tell the people what you be doing, bro?
I don't care. Tell the people.
Dicey be hitting me up talking about, yeah, you got to use boric acid on your coochie.
Yeah, I use the boric acid tablets. I get them off of Amazon. They're little pills, and it comes with a little inserter. And it works because I'll get BV. Everything is sensitive down there, and anything can just set me off. But that boric acid, baby, look, you put one of them things up there, you know, you don't have to go back and forth to the gynecologist to get, what do you think is in antibiotics and in all the medicines? It's nothing worse in that stuff than what's in boric acid.
When are y'all gonna tell Dyson that boric acid is roach killer? You putting roach killer in your punani. Boric acid is for ants, and it's an insect repeller, Dicey.
Okay, and it can, you know, different, it can be repurposed.
I'm not putting boric acid in my coochie.
Well, then you don't do it then.
Oh, my God. You just, no.
Don't do it.
Everybody that's listening, I just want to let y'all know, do not listen to Dicey.
Yes.
And put boric acid.
They sell them on Amazon, so it's totally safe.
Dicey be doing all kinds of stuff. She put boric acid in her coochie. One time I called her, she was sitting in white vinegar.
I was sitting in apple cider vinegar.
Why? What is the vinegar?
Because, you know what?
Just then you be sitting up there saying, my coochie don't stink. It'll never stink. These men love my coochie. I'm like, don't nobody want no vinaigrette salad smelling coochie? Don't nobody want that?
You know what?
Coochie smelling like you've been trying to shine steel products in the house. I can't.
Like I've been cleaning pennies.
There you go. Cracking on yourself. That's what the vinegar do.
It works.
Y'all, do not sit in no vinegar. Do not do boric acid.
I'm going to stop calling you. How about that?
Man, whatever. Listen, if y'all going to be out there, if I suggest the steams before the boric acid and the vinegar. Praise God. Anyway, if you're going to do the steam, they suggest that you do it 2 to 3 times a month.
In 3 days before your cycle.
Yes.
In 3 days after your cycle should be 2 of those times.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It says the benefits of the Yanni steam is if you are experiencing dry vaginas, then you will have increased vaginal lubrications and enhanced sexual pleasures at the Yanni steam. So all my dry vaginas out there, you go get your Yanni steam, girl. Wet that little coochie up. And for all my loose goose thoughts out there, after your Yanni steam, you should experience improved vaginal tightness. So all my fellas, if it's getting a little too easy to break up in them little walls, you respectfully request. No, don't even request. Respectfully give your girl a gift certificate to go get her Yanni steam. Be like, hey, girl, I've been weeding up on women's health, and I just want you to, you know.
You know, that would be such a turn on if a guy did that for me. You know what I mean?
Well, not if he mean it as an insult, as tighten up that cooch. If you knew the backstory.
Never mind. Everybody, you know, never mind.
Dicey, you know you need some wall tightness.
No, look, that's one thing. Baby, look, these walls is caving in, okay? These walls is, no.
You should have saw your face. You so mad
at me. Oh, wait till this is over. You just wait.
The boric acid is loosening up them walls.
No.
The boric acid
is breaking them down. No.
It's depleting your coochie walls.
No.
Of course, with everything comes the downside of everything, just like a prescription medicine, even though this is a natural thing. The downside to Yanni steam is you could experience abnormal discharge, burning, itching, swelling, and, you know, et cetera.
Right.
Do you want to tell them about the Yanni pearls?
So the Yanni pearls, they're these little balls, and they look like a marble. Mm-hmm. And they're wrapped like in a tea bag kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You stick them up there. They come with strings attached and kind of like a tampons.
Wow.
And you leave them up there for, I think, 3 to 5 days. And then you pull them out and out comes.
Wait, 3 to 5 days?
You leave them up there for days. Yeah. And then the next couple of days, all of this gunk comes out of there. Like, ugh. You can Google Yoni pearls and see all the stuff that comes out of you that it cleans. You know, it's basically cleaning your walls, your uterine walls.
That don't sound.
So good. Yoni pearls basically are holistic ways to cleanse or detox your vagina or uterus of toxins, negative emotions, past sexual partners, and hormonal imbalances.
Time out.
Yes.
Time out. Time out. Past sexual partners. You gonna sit up here and see, this is why I'm a woman and sometimes I don't understand women. Women be sitting up here making up this stupid shit. So you mean to tell me that if you do this Yanni Pearl thing, it cleanses you of all your sexual partners?
Yes.
So you mean to tell me all the niggas' souls that you done snatched gonna fall out.
Yeah, they're gonna fall out. You can get rid of all these dudes that way. Like,
oh,
and then you better burn some sage and get them all the way out.
So like, all of them gonna come out on like a little pad.
They come out through steam.
Oh, so Larry, Brandon, Glenn, all them niggas.
All of them. They're all. And but by the way, she's just putting names out there. These are not names of people I've been with.
Wow. So, okay. All right, ladies. Well, why don't y'all go on and see if it's true? Try the Yanni Pearl.
Yeah, steam him out of you, girl. Get him gone.
Yeah, steam them no good ass niggas out you for good. So with that being said, you think it's fair to say that after you use the Yanni Pearl, you can deceivingly lower your body count? Like, let men know that certain men don't count no more?
Yeah, it's like an annulment, like a pussy annulment or a partner. it didn't count.
But you got to use the Yachty Pearl.
Yes.
So no longer does it count if you didn't enjoy it. No longer does it not count if it was just a one night stand. No longer does it not count if you didn't come. Now you, in order for that to count, you got to have the Yachty Pearl.
It never happened, girl. It never had happened. Okay.
All right.
It's like being born again.
All right. Whatever.
None of your sins have mattered.
All right, whatever you say, Dicey.
Back to the Yoni Pearls. They're also said to help with heavy periods, endometriosis, yeast infections, and bacterial vaginosis. Like, the same thing as the steams do. They kind of help all that. Now, the steams have really, really helped regulate my periods because I have super heavy periods. I have endometriosis as well.
Damn.
And
you should be in a wheelchair.
You trying to say my cooch needs?
I'm sorry.
Crutches? Bruh, like, no.
You use vinegar, boric acid, you got hemorrhoids, you got endometriosis, you got fibroids, everything that start with a broid or a roid.
I got all the broids and roids. You know what?
You should be in a wheelchair, Dicey.
Guess what? It
you
still works,
you need a handicap plaque. No.
Oh, I probably could get one.
You probably could with all them problems. Wow. I'm so sorry. Now, what is endometriosis?
Endometriosis is like, well, I'll tell you what it does to you. I can feel myself ovulating in the middle of the month. That's when your egg is coming down your wall and it just scrapes up against your wall and you can feel the entire process.
Ugh.
It's basically, yeah, it's just some other old trash vagina issues that I've had endometriosis since I was about 17, and I was working at Applebee's when I figured out I had it, and I like, shut up, this is not funny.
Shout out to Applebee's.
I passed out at Applebee's, and they took me to the hospital or whatever, and you know what? I still had my money on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was $80. I'll never forget. And do you know that the manager sent another coworker back up there to come get the money while I was in the emergency room?
Wow.
To come get that $80. Couldn't wait till I just came back to work in a couple days. But anyway, that's when I found out that I had endometriosis. The pain just like knocked me out.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I know we all joking and having fun with Dicey with the wheelchair and the handicap placa, but I'm sorry about the endometriosis. Can you describe how the Yoni Pearl thingy look?
Yeah. So the Yoni Pearl is like a, it looks like a marble. It looks like a marble that's covered in like a tea bag.
Oh, Lord.
And yeah, and it has like strings on there and you stick them up there and you leave them up there for days, like I said. So yeah, they're not that big. Probably like the same size of like a small tampon head.
So basically a herbal tampon. It's a goddamn
right.
Coochie tea bag.
It's an herbal tampon, yes.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to put a tea bag in your coochie, ladies, you go ahead, put a coochie, a tea bag in your coochie. I'm not about to do it. But it's made to, quote unquote, clean uterus.
So one creator of the product says that the herbs in these pearls create a pulling effect that draws toxins, bad bacteria, dead cells, old blood clots, mucus, and more from your yoni, while at the same time tightening your yoni and deterring vaginal dryness or other ailments.
And of course, the side effects are almost the same as the steam.
Yeah. Shock. Ruining your vagina wall.
Shock!
The typical itching, cramping, and dryness. But let me just say, you know, some of these pharmaceutical things, the medicines that you take, they have way worse effects on your body than these. Like, come on, a little irritation, you know.
Don't skip over the shock.
Okay.
Shock, Dicey.
Yeah, but you know tampons cause shock too.
You like, know the equivalent of shock?
What?
Death, bitch. Death.
That is not the equivalent. That's why they're different words.
If a coochie was to go in shock, what would that look like?
Well, you know, if you leave a tampon in there for over a couple of, well, whatever.
A couple what?
TSS. If you, they say over 8 hours. Remember.
Who would do that? Who is leaving tamps in there for that long?
Do you remember when we had those shows in Dallas and I'm so embarrassed to say this. It was a tampon that was in there. No, I knew I had one in there, and I was in the mirror at the improv, like bent all over trying to find it. The string must have, I don't know what happened to it. Long story short, that tampon was in there for 7 days. I thought my coochie was going to go into cardiac arrest.
Wait.
But it didn't.
Dicey, please stop. Please talk to me about this. How? Why? Why?
It was in there for 7 days,
Dicey,
and
why
I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Because I just...
You can put a tampon in your coochie and forget?
No. I thought that it was in there, and then the string wasn't there anymore. So I was opening it up, and, you know, it's kind of deeper in there.
So you basically forgot. When you didn't see the string, you was like, oh, well, I guess I didn't put one in.
Yeah, I thought I didn't put one in. And I put another one in over that, like all kind of stuff. This led to a couple months later me thinking that I had another one stuck in there, and I went to the emergency room. And the doctor was like, there's nothing in here. They looked like twice. I made them look twice. I'm like, it's lost. They were like, no, it can't go. It can only go so far. Your walls just only go so far. And there's nothing in here, I'm telling you. And I was in there in the bathroom pulling on something that was in there.
Okay.
But I don't know.
It's probably a polyp.
You know what? Your mom got polyps.
Oh, wow. You gonna bring our mothers into it?
No.
That's crazy.
Not the mother I met. That's not your real mother. She is too sweet. Like, mm-hmm. the real person you came from.
People, Dicey, listen. You gotta...
So, I don't know if I answered your questions, but I have had issues, and I'm very embarrassed about that.
I've never had any of these issues.
I went to the bathroom. I felt like I was giving birth to something, and then that tampon came out.
Oh, God. Ew! Okay.
And I was like, I knew it! But the fact that I didn't get toxic shock syndrome, so we were... To bring it back to the shock, fact that I didn't have that, and that my cooch did not go into cardiac arrest.
Well, your cooch can't take no more. You already got the broids and the roids and the hematosis.
Girl.
You got too much stuff. Your cooch couldn't take no more. I don't want no shock. I'd rather just keep the ghost of my cooch past. I ain't got time for all of that stuff. See, at least y'all with the steamer, you know, it sound way more calming. It sound way more holistic and natural. Like, I wouldn't mind putting a robe on and getting ass naked and sitting on top of a toilet seat with some steam coming out. I wouldn't mind doing nothing like that.
Okay.
That sound, you know, watching some Netflix with a brownie sundae, just sitting up there getting some hot breath on my cat.
I bet if you put them pearls up there, your ears would unclog, too. Like, probably everything that, you know, you've been having clogged up ears lately.
I'm not putting no tea bag.
I bet you it's all linked.
It's not
you
linked.
Probably got all kind of stuff up in there that you need, you know?
Dicey, first of all, the coochie not
killed.
Attached in no way to the head.
Probably.
The sinuses are nothing.
Yes, yeah.
Stop trying to encourage me. I'm not putting no tea bag full of herbs in my coochie. I ain't doing it. Full disclaimer, by the way, everybody. None of this shit has necessarily been proven to try. We just letting you know with the research we've done.
Right.
We just letting you know what we heard. And we want to educate you all and give you something different to take care of your lady parts.
However, didn't this originate, like you said, in the Hindu culture? And they are also the ones that created the Kama Sutra. So they might be onto something there. Just saying.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. But do it at your own discretion. Take your own risk. I ain't no damn doctor.
For sure. None of us are.
These some damn unproven, ancient pussy practices, and we just heard some stories of success. I know you know a couple people that had some stories of success.
Yeah, right? I know a couple people.
Well, you know, we can start with us.
We can start with us. So what do y'all think, Punky? Do you think she did the pearls, or do you think she did the steam? Drum roll, please.
Don't do that no more.
Calculations. She did the steam.
You know I did the steam. I would. Everybody know, like, you know.
She's not sticking nothing up in her. Y'all should have known that.
I'm not doing that.
It took me years to get you to even do the steam.
So, okay. So the place that we went to, it was very nice. It was very calm. It was very...
It was very zen.
It was super, super zen. It was like...
Black-owned.
Had a great... Black-owned. Had a great... just a great... vibe in there, the nice subtle music playing, and we all had to put on these robes, but it wasn't regular robes. It was these robes that looked like, we all looked like Aphrodite.
Yes, they were huge robes that fit over the toilet, or not the toilet, but fit over the steam box that we were sitting on.
And I'm not gonna lie, you get in there, you give the person who's taking care of you all your information, and she selects different herbs based on your problems or your non-problems. Like if you have menstrual cycle issues, like Dyson said, hematosis and gingivitis. And,
girl, shut up. She's making stuff up.
If you have endometriosis or if you
basically, she gave
anxiety,
us a sheet. They gave us a sheet of all these ailments and we picked what we had. And based on that, she concocted like this herbal... Mm-hmm. Our own. Everybody had their own pot.
Yes.
With different things in there.
Things that are only suitable for you that can only help your own problems.
And that took her a while to put all that stuff together because was it four or five of us that got it?
It was four.
It was four of us that got steams. And so she put them all together and she knew our name. She was like, okay, this chair right here is for Punky. This chair is for Dicey. Yeah, so
It was really good. And then you go in and she sets the mood for you. It's like candles lit and the lights are off and it's sage and just all of these, it just feels like really clean air.
Yes.
It's a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And you sit there, and I think we did about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, I felt super drained when we got done.
But what about the spritzer she brought us?
Oh, she bought us spritzers. She bought us fruity spritzers with peaches and berries in them. So that was pretty cool because it gets pretty hot.
Yeah.
The steamer gets really, really hot. Mm-hmm.
It makes you sweat all over.
Mm-hmm. You can tell that your body is... just releasing something. I really did think my body was releasing like a lot of negative energy.
Yeah, I did too. And I manifested while we were sitting there. I just, you know, you kind of meditate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about Hot and Juicy afterwards.
Yes.
I could not stop thinking about the Hot and Juicy that was right next. Now, look, they might think we're talking about my lady part when I said Hot and Juicy.
Wow.
No. We're talking about Hot and Juicy crawfish that... is one of those crab in a bag places that they took out of California. Well, they didn't take all of them out of California, but most of them they did. And that's a place where we used to go all the time together.
It was right across the street, so it was fantastic.
It was fantastic. That was a perfect day.
It was a perfect day.
To steam and then to go eat like crab in a bag and just, oh my God.
But the steam, I can't lie. I guess you got to go a couple of times. I felt like, you know.
Would you go again?
No.
You wouldn't?
Girl, I ain't got time for all of that. I don't care about what's going on with my coochie. I'm not having sex with no men. Ain't nobody coming in me. Ain't no semen in me. I don't got to pop no Plan Bs. I ain't got no endometriosis. I don't need no boric acid. I don't need no damn vinegar. I am fine. You know, I'm not sitting up here downing it. I'm just saying that's just not for a person like me. I just, you know what I'm saying? I learned that my coochie...
Well, you have a uterus.
Yeah, I got a uterus, but I don't need all of that stuff because I'm not active like that.
That
you know
doesn't
what I'm saying?
Matter. That doesn't mean you
my
can't still develop.
My coochie is fine. I learned that I'm scared to put anything in my coochie. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? How about drinking water, getting enough sleep? How about exercise? How about prayer? How about good old-fashioned soap and water? Well, anyway, before we go to the next segment, y'all, don't forget you're listening to Love Thang with Punky Johnson on XXM and Kevin Hart's Radio, Channel 96.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw, grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Before we take some calls, Punky, let's jump into the TV Love Lounge.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm starting to really like this segment. What you want to talk about today, Dice?
Today we're going to talk about, based on these steamy movie scenes, who do you think looks like they have the best yoni?
Well, who do you have in mind?
The nominees for Best Lovemaking Scene: Robin Givens in Boomerang.
Ooh.
Lisa Ray in Players Club.
Ah.
Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
Ooh.
Or Megan Good in Waist Deep.
Ah. First of all, let's just start from the top. Robin Givens, just badass. Just so sexy, so naughty, just gorgeous. She
gorgeous.
Got that walk, she got that talk, she got that attitude.
She was like that pageant girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the 90s.
Yeah.
You know.
She walked with power.
Yes.
Ooh, this going to be a whole one. Lisa Ray, she probably just in this category just because of the way she came out in Players Club. She ain't even have sex. I don't even think I've ever seen her do a love-making scene. But it's just...
the thought of it.
Just her aura. Mm-hmm. Just the way she came out to Temperatures Rising. Mm-hmm. The way she came out that... little satin curtain mm-hmm. thing, the way she gave you them eyes, mm-hmm. them come get this yoni mm-hmm. eyes. I don't know. Even though she didn't even have a love scene, man, she could get my vote. Halle Berry and Monsters Ball, let's all be true. She put that ya-ya on that white man.
But she was like crying and stuff and begging for it. I don't.
She just got the love scene itself was just fantastic. She just got tossed up.
I didn't appreciate she that got, love scene.
I didn't. I don't know. But listen, I talked to a lot of women. You know, all my friends give me all their secrets. And a lot of them say they want to get handled like that.
Really?
You wouldn't like that?
I mean.
Boring.
I didn't say that. I just the circumstances of the movie and just like, you know what I mean? That just wasn't my favorite. It was uncomfortable to watch for me.
The circumstances of the movie is...
make me feel good. Make me feel
good. She lost her son. Good. Dicey. Dicey. Just think about her circumstances. She lost her son.
Uh-uh.
She got evicted. Yes. She didn't have no money. She was having problems at work. You know what? You are judgmental. You are judgmental. She, her husband, boyfriend, baby daddy, whoever he was, Sean Puffy Combs, who played him, I think he got electrocuted. I mean, the death sentence. Right? So this movie, she needed to feel good. I probably would do something like
make
that.
Make me feel good.
You never had that feeling inside of you where you was just like, just do it. Fuck the foreplay. Do it now. You never felt that?
Not while I was mourning, like, my life. No.
Yo, when people are mourning, sometimes that's what they need to just feel numb. Come on now. Halle Berry might get it for me.
Okay.
Megan Good and Waist Deep.
Nah.
What do you say?
You know, I love Megan Good. I think she's super sexy, but you know, some people, maybe she's just not as comfortable in love scenes.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, like on camera. I bet in the bedroom it's different.
It's the chemistry for that.
And maybe it was the chemistry too. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going based off of, because Megan is just so pretty. Her lips are
She's
so
beautiful.
Cute. She has like this cute woman baby face, which is kind of weird, but nice.
She's not aging at all.
No.
Like at all.
No.
Which makes me feel great because we're around the same age.
Well, you are aging.
Don't look at these smile lines.
Dice, I'm playing. We can go get fillers together. I need some fillers too.
Okay.
Right here. I hate it. I feel like when I wake up, my nose look big. It just,
Yeah.
Yeah, we all aging.
Yeah, you're pretty swole. Your face is pretty swole.
Maybe if we could stop drinking so damn much.
You know, we've only been drinking on the weekends.
You're right. Just right.
We've cut a lot of it out. I'm only drinking wine throughout the week.
Okay, that sounds good. Maybe I'll have me a glass of wine tonight.
Okay.
Maybe I will. Who gonna take this for you?
First of all, I think Lisa Ray takes it.
Why?
Because the Players Club, that's just like, I don't know. Like you said, it's just the thought of it. Just her whole, you know, stripping got started a long time ago. Long time ago, back in the day.
Just her leaving the audience wanting more.
Yeah.
She didn't even have a sex scene, but Lisa Ray.
Yes, exactly.
Lisa Ray, baby. Respectfully. You are so fly. You are so beautiful.
Still so fly.
And that scene where you came out, it was so steamy. You gonna take best love making scene, even though you didn't even make love. Give it up for Lisa Ray, everybody. I think we gonna agree on this.
Girl, I can't believe we agree on something.
I think we gonna agree on this.
Lisa Ray.
Robin Givens, give us a rain check, baby.
Okay.
Robin Givens, give us a rain check.
Well, so we picked our top and I'm ready to talk to some people.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, but first, if y'all want to talk about any of this on our social media, if you want to let us know who your top pick was for this week's TV Love Lounge, let us know. Let us know in the DMs. Don't forget, you're listening to Love Thang on Sirius XM and Kevin Hart's LOL Radio. It's your girl, Dicey, and it's time to get to the reason we're all here. It's time to take some calls. Now, Punky, I know we've talked a lot a bit about yonis and vaginas, but we have an experienced yoni user and businesswoman on the line to answer any questions we have.
Oh, all right, good, because I got mad questions.
Okay. So let me give you a little bit of background on her. Her name is Misi James. Miss Misi, she sells yummy yoni pearls based out of ATL, and she's going to give us a little bit more insight on what's going on down under. Ow.
Hey, all right. Let's get Misi on the line. Misi! What's up, dog? I'm Punky.
And I'm Dicey. Hey, Misi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, beautiful ladies.
How are you?
I am well. How are you all doing today?
So, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in women's health.
Well, so basically, I was looking for a natural alternative to actually get pregnant. So I had done my research. I heard a lot about yoni pearls. So my husband, who's like my biggest supporter, he was like, you know what? Go ahead, try it, get you some. And he was like, and if it worked for you, you should, you know, document your journey because there's other women out there who want to know about it. So I got me some pearls from a trusted source. I used them. We did our research maybe for like a year. And then he was like, you know what? Let's just sell it. He was like, everybody need this. All ladies need this. So he like literally put everything together, branded it, and we just threw it out there. And from day one, it's been nothing but support and love.
So backing up just a little, you were having fertility issues, or what was the issue with getting pregnant? And how long were you trying to get pregnant?
Well, we were trying to get pregnant. Well, now me and my husband, we've been married for 11 years. So we started this brand about 7 years ago. A lot of women out there deal with it. They don't know whether it's blocked tubes, you know, they're just trying to get pregnant and it's just not happening. And that's what was happening with me. And IVF is expensive. Not everybody can afford that. So that was my alternative. And shortly after we started doing it, we had other women have success stories with actually getting pregnant. And then 2 years ago, I actually got pregnant.
Wow, congratulations.
My baby. So it was a blessing. It took a lot for me to watch so many other women get pregnant. And I'm like, dang, it's still not happening for me. But also the physical part of it, it's also the mental part of it. Stressing out about it, being sad about it, it wasn't helping at all.
Can you share with us your age when you got pregnant, if you don't mind?
I was 31 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, my first child.
This is fantastic.
It is.
You know what? Dice and I went got steams.
Y'all loved it, didn't y'all?
I mean, I've done it before, but I loved it at the experience.
It was my first time. It was a very zen experience for me. I did feel drained after a little bit, but not in a negative way. I felt drained in a way of, I felt like my body was releasing just this negative tension and this negative energy. So I was, for like a couple hours, I was just like, wow, I'm a little tired. But that was because my body was doing some work.
Exactly. And that's what, going back to what I was just saying, it's not just the physical part of it. It's also the mental part of it. Because steaming does help you to, depending on the herbs that you use, it does help for you to release toxins and negative energy, trauma to your womb, just past hurt, past negative, you know, relationships. Because, you know, they say every man or, you know, just things that we go through, sometimes we hold that trauma in our womb.
You know what? That's true. Yes. That, women hold everything. I hate that about us.
Yeah, we do.
We hold a trauma in our womb. We hold a stress. We hold it all right here in the middle of our bodies, and we can't let it go.
Facts.
That might be a reason why I might continuously get the steam.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See? I think you should. I honestly think that every woman should steam. And it's just about the herbs you use, when you do it, how you do it. And that's why I like our brand so much, because we focus on education and information. Because it's so many people that never heard of a yoni steam. They don't even know what a yoni is. Like a what?
Yeah,
so
it's
about education for
us. I just learned about it. And that's why it was so important for us to do this episode, because I learned about it. Dicey was telling me about it. She was like, we have to do an episode on this to educate our women out there and our men. Because when we went to go get the steam, we found out that men should actually get the steam as well, because they don't carry the trauma down there, but they carry bacterias. They carry funk. They carry a lot of things that they don't think they carry. And if guys, if y'all listening out there, you can actually go get the steam too. Like, it's not a feminine thing. It's just about being clean and taking care of your partner as well.
So the pharmaceutical industry would have us believe that this kind of stuff is just not trustworthy. It doesn't work. I've mentioned this to my gynecologist, who, by the way, has tried to give me a hysterectomy. Like, just all just craziness. And, you know, when I started doing my research, I just realized there's so many options out there to hysterectomy, to endometriosis, to like treating your fibroids and shrinking them. And you're doing the Lord's work, girl. So what do you have to say to people who are skeptical because of the pharmaceutical industry?
I'm pretty sure that y'all know we hear this conversation a lot of times that they don't listen to Black women. Mm-hmm. Our pain isn't real. Our pain is, oh, she exaggerating. Oh, it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. But how you gonna tell me how I'm feeling?
Right.
You know, so sometimes you have to take your own health into your own hands. So you make the decision. Your vagina, your choice.
Yo, I appreciate this. Like I said, Dice has been trying to educate me on this for so long, but now you have. Why don't you plug yourself? Let all these wonderful people know where to find you, who you are. Let them have it.
Okay, well, I am Missy James. Me and my husband, Jerry, we started this brand almost 10 years ago. You can find us at prettykittyboutique.net. We're also on Instagram at prettykittyboutique. And I just want women to take their own health into their hands. Because it's your vagina. You got to live with it every day. You got to take care of it. We can't keep relying on other people to educate us and take care of us with our own yoni. So that's all I would say is, you know, look for alternative solutions.
I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Thank you for your time for today.
I appreciate y'all too.
Nice to meet you, Missy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess I'm going to go ahead and pearl and get the pearl. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Yay.
Yeah. Get your yummy yoni pearls at prettykittyboutique.net.
Absolutely. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. That was cool as hell.
Yeah, she was great.
She taught me a whole lot. I ain't gonna lie.
See, now, I mean, like she said, you got to take it in matters into your own hands. And I know that I've tried some of everything. And so, you know, this natural stuff is what works for me the best. Are you tangled up in a web of relationship troubles? Need some sizzling advice to spice up your love life? Have some shit to get off about love, sex, and relationships? It's time for you to give Punky's line a ring. She's here to help with your love thing.
All right, everybody. It's time for this Punky Tripping. Like I said, I know I be giving y'all advice, but this is a two-way street. I want and I need y'all advice as well.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
Well, this situation is about a family relationship, right? So I got this ex who just won't go away. She's not in my life. She just stays in my family's life. And it is so annoying. It's like, bitch, go away. Go away. Why are you still here? Why are you still commenting on pictures? Why are you still sliding in my family's DMs? Why are you still inviting my family out to join you at clubs and parties and outings? Why? I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? My cousin, he is a comedian, okay? And she goes and she supports him. She buys his merch, which is understandable. I want my cousin to have his supporters. I want my cousin to have his fans. I want my cousin to be in his bag making his money. But do that. That's it. Why you gotta do all the extra stuff? Why you gotta jump in all the photos after the thing is over? Why are you around? What do y'all think about exes staying in people's lives? You know, and you know, guys, they don't know these types of things. They're not gonna sit up there and be like, "Hey, you the ex, so you gotta back up." They're not gonna do that. Now, I have had this talk with him after the situation was over, right? So I tell him how I feel at first. I'm like, "Look, I'm not about to sit up here and tell you who to hang with. I'm not about to sit up here and tell you who to be friends with. I'm just letting you know that it grinds my gears when I see y'all together. She is an ex. Y'all wasn't even cool like this when we was together. Why are y'all trying to be cool now? I'm going to just let you know right now. I'm not going to tell you to make a choice. I'm going to make the choice." So he was like, "I bet." Then a couple months later, which was recently, he posts her back in the story. Shout out to such and such, because she had recently purchased the merch, tagged him, and then they took a picture together or whatever, and he put her in the story. I saw it. Y'all want to know what I did? Blocked them. Cut them off on all avenues. And I love my family, and I don't want to do that, but I have been blessed with something called the light switch, where I could turn you on and off like you never existed if I feel a certain type of vibe with you. My family don't need to be cool with my ex. I blocked him on everything. You can't see me, and I can't see you. And I'm not about to sit up here and tell you what to post on your stuff. You a grown man. You a grown person. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will remove myself. Now, I just need to know if I was tripping.
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to say you just said in the same breath that you want him to, like, have fans and do all this and that. Now, she bought a shirt and posted a picture of the shirt. All he's doing is trying to say, "Oh, look, people are buying my merch." You know what I mean?
He don't need to post her.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm also saying he probably wasn't looking that deep into it. He's not posting them on vacation. He's not posting them out to eat. He's posting them in the context of, I had a show, she bought a shirt, and I'm going to post everybody who bought shirts. I'm sure that wasn't the only person that he posted that bought a shirt.
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is, of course, he not thinking about it that deep, but I am. This is an ex that right. I don't fuck with. Now, guaranteed, it didn't end on bad terms, but it is over, my dog. And you know how I feel about exes. Me and her had a problem when we was together. She was always in contact with her exes. Why are you talking to these hoes? For what? What is up with this Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy New Year? Why are we communicating with people of the past? All they do is leave the door open for us to rekindle whatever or anything can happen. Like, keep yourself out of them situations. If you are an ex, stay away. That's just how I feel.
I feel like that, too. Again, if they posted out to eat at the movies, if they posted at a family barbecue, that's one thing. But the fact that it was about a T-shirt from his show,
I don't care.
But you told him.
I literally already said, I don't like this. This makes me uncomfortable. Why would you post it again? I don't give a fuck.
If you already had that conversation before, that's one thing. If he was posting her before and you said something, okay, that's something different.
Even he should even be looking at it like, bruh, my cousin don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you in this family?
And there's a such thing as over-hustling, too. And that might have been what he was doing. Like, over-hustling, trying to show, oh, look, people bought my shirt. You know, and he wasn't thinking about...
He was thinking about selling shirts.
And he was thinking about, oh, my show was lit. Look who came and bought shirts. Again, because I watch all of them, too. And I know he posted a bunch of different people and a bunch of different scenarios at that show. Now... I do understand what you're talking about. This person has been trying to contact you. She's been trying to get your attention. You've been ignoring her. She's written letters. She's done this. She's done that. She sent flowers. Did you walk straight to the dumpster? Like, you don't want to have anything to do with her. And I understand you not wanting your family to as well. But again,
and it's not in an ugly way.
Right.
It's nothing like but, it's all so mutual. It's all respect. It's just, yo, we're done.
Did you unblock him?
Me and him had another talk.
Okay.
He has been unblocked that we have followed each other again. But he don't care, though. He like, bitch, I don't care. You block me. You can't block me in life. You know, he's just stupid.
Right.
But it's no hard feelings towards
her. And he's a dude. They don't think They don't think the same way we do, you know?
Right. They don't.
Yeah.
But I just want to know if I was tripping.
But you got your point across. I think...
I will stop talking to people.
Right.
Like, even if you... He's like my brother. I will stop talking to you.
Now, one thing I do appreciate about our friendship is that if I don't mess with somebody, neither do you, and vice versa. And we'll be cool and cordial and all that kind of stuff, but it's like on a deep level, and I do really appreciate you for that. So I do understand the importance of loyalty and, like, you know, loyalty.
Loyalty. Here you go with loyalty.
I do understand that. But you have to do what you have to do, and I think you did get your point across, and that's something I'm not strong enough to do things like that, like, block people and you, but you are. That's that Taurus, and that's that. Look, I'm done with you. You really can turn around and not even look at somebody again. So let's go over the criteria for if Punky was tripping. Did you get loud with him?
Absolutely.
Did you call him out of his name?
He was all kind of bitches and hoes.
And would your dad be proud of the way you handled the situation?
Probably. That one I don't really know. I'll talk to him about it.
Well, I think that you failed the first two, and the third one is a.
It's up in the air. But listen, this is the real question to my people on if I'm tripping or not. How do y'all feel about exes remaining and keeping their energy and their presence in your family when it is over? Even if it's no hard feelings, even if it ended fine, it's no beef, it's no drama. How do you feel about exes just keeping like, what are you doing here, bro? Go out, get your own friends, be with your own family. Why are you still here?
Yeah, it's sad that sometimes people have to break up with friends. You know what I mean? Especially if it's been years. If it's no kids involved, though, really, there's just no reason for them to still, like, be around that closely.
And I get if y'all go out and y'all see each other.
Yeah.
We don't have to be with the hooray and the kiki kaka and taking pictures like we... You know, grew up on the same. We don't need to be doing that. What's up? How you doing? How you been? For sure. And we out. We don't need. I don't think we need to be doing that.
Yeah.
So why don't y'all drop y'all opinions in the DMs? Drop y'all opinions in the comment section. Let us know how you feel about exes keeping their presence in the family. Punky wasn't tripping. I don't care what nobody said. Punky wasn't tripping. You've been listening to the Love Thang Podcast with Punky Johnson and Dicey. Y'all got to tune in every week. You know, listen to us talk the talk about love. You know, get to know us, grow with us, people. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate your eyes.
Also, please download, subscribe, and comment. Leave comments. Yeah. Let us know how y'all really feel about our podcast, because we love this. And
yeah. Download, subscribe, and tag us when you do.
Yes,
we would love it. You've been listening to the Love Thang Podcast with Punky Johnson and Dicey. Tune in every week to listen to us talk that talk about love.
That's right. Punky and I are just a click away at speak-to.us/Love Thang Pod. Share your questions and we'll provide our take on whatever you got going on in your love life.
Yeah. Love Thang is a Sirius XM and LOL Radio production. It's hosted by me, Punky Johnson.
And me, Dicey.
And executive produced by Kevin Hart, Ty Randolph, Mike Stein, Brian Smiley, Eric Eddings, Eric Wild, and Leslie Guam.
Production by Elise Ellis and engineering by Marcus Hum.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.